Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, brothers.
Okay, this is Donna's sister coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio. I've been having problems with my phone. My phone was attacked about a week ago, and I have seemed to have lost the connection, but I can still hear the video trying to play. I wasn't able to stop the video from playing. Okay, so here's hopefully that you can hear me. Okay? We're still working on our platform for sharing testimonies of dreams and visions. We have several guests lined up that wants to give a testimony about their dreams or visions that they have been having. We know that spiritual knowledge is separated from physical or worldly knowledge. Therefore, anything not completely understood or fully explained for clarification during this program, I would ask you to read John 14:14 and John 16:23. Okay. Our prayers are with the people who are making preparations for the hurricane and typhoons approaching their living communities right now. We're praying for each and every one that they are safe and in a place of secure means.
from these storms. The book of Job teaches us about the source of storms, how these storms form, and why they're allowed to take. In Job chapter 38, verses 22 to 23, and Job chapter 37, verses 1 through 24, the weather patterns are found in Job chapter 37. God brings storms on the face of the earth, whether for correction or for mercy, as we can find in Job chapter 37, verse 13. God causes the lightning to strike, according to Job chapter 36, verse 32. And God's voice is like thunder, according to Job chapter 37, verse 2. When God spoke to his prophets, the people around them heard only thunder, while the prophets heard the voice of God. I remember my mother once telling me that the worst storms always come from the east. And just from watching recent storms that have been developing and how the weather reports are saying how disastrous or potential dangerous they are, they always appear to come from the east. So Zechariah chapter 14, verses 4 teaches us how the Mount of Olives will be split in its middle from the east to west by a very large valley, so that half of the mountain will move toward the north and the other half toward the south. So a greater storm is coming, people, and all those who don't even believe that there is a God or God exists, a greater storm is coming. So get ready for it. We must be preparing for the coming of Jesus Christ and be counted worthy to escape what is surely coming in the final hour, according to Luke chapter 21, verse 36. People must start repenting and begin sheltering in place while praying, according to Psalms 91. Prayer 19:12 teaches us how we don't know when we are sinning or how we may perhaps be sinning. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from secret faults. That's Psalms chapter 19, verse 12. Okay, so let's talk about churches preparing for tribulation. Many of us should be fully aware that we do have freedom of choice. It does not matter what your religious views are. It does not matter who you choose to worship. It does not matter what you choose to worship, whether it's a material statue or any object of art. It's your free will to do so. God has given every human being born into this world freedom of choice to choose whatever you want to worship or who you want to worship. However, in choosing wisely to worship the living God, who is the creator of all things, physical and material, spiritual and natural realms, you are choosing to reform your thinking about worldly things according to Romans 12, verse 2. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. How have churches been preparing for tribulation, if in fact there are any churches who are making preparations at all? In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, which talks about assembling of ourselves together, some people are deceived into thinking and believing that this scripture is a mandatory call to go to a church building. Biblical history shows us that God's people assemble themselves in houses or other places of worship besides a formal church building, especially when they could no longer express their faith openly in public places. Revisiting Psalms chapter 19, verse 12, who can understand his errors, cleanse me from secret faults. This specific scripture of Psalm 19, verse 12, brings Revelations chapter 12, verse 9, into a broader perspective. That's Revelation chapter 12, verse 9, where we are taught about the great dragon, the serpent that's mentioned in Genesis chapter 3, verse 1. It's the same serpent, also called devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. not just some people in the world or only an elect few people in the world, and not just non-believers. The great dragon, the serpent, also called devil and Satan, deceives the whole world. Nobody is exempt from deception. We are all targets of deception, just as Adam and Eve were during their era. This is a reason to stay watchful and always praying without ceasing, and to give God Almighty all praise and glory for his protection and saving grace throughout all circumstances of our lives while we are living in this world. His angels will surround us 24/7 because God never sleeps, nor does his angels sleep. We have guardian angels who also watches over us constantly, whether we're sleeping or awake. We are not supposed to worship angels or praise angels, but we are allowed to acknowledge their presence. And if necessary for any reasons, God will also allow his angels to reveal their presence around us. Some angels have been documented as revealing themselves in their appearance, whether in the spiritual realm or the natural realm. One example can be attributed to Matthew chapter 1, verse 20, when the angel was revealed to Mary and Joseph concerning the birth of Jesus Christ. I myself have seen angels in both instances. We will implement discussions of angel testimonies along with testimonies about visions and dreams in future episodes. Warring and ministering angels appear to us as well. These are some of the spiritual things revealed to us through Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Are these messages of truth being taught in the physical church today? If not, why not? The one and only true church, the body of Christ Church, must be prepared for the tribulation. Jesus Christ returns for his body, Bride of Christ, which is the body of Christ's church. Jesus Christ is not returning for any physical church building or any religious denomination. I repeat, Jesus Christ is not returning for any physical church building or any religious denomination. So get your house, your spiritual soul in order before the return of Jesus Christ. The human soul consists of the human mind plus the human will plus human emotions. A greater storm is coming, more powerful than any storm that is happening right now. Okay? A greater storm is coming. The spiritual enemy deceives the human mind according to Revelation 12, verse 9, this same spiritual enemy steals human souls, kill and destroy human lives through human wills and human emotions. We do not live our lives, or we are not supposed to be living our lives by worldly principles. We live in a sinful world, but we are not of a sinful world when we repent of sin and renew our minds according to Romans 12, verse 2. That's Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Remember Revelation chapter 12, verse 9. And let's not forget about Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. If this message confuses anybody in any way, remember to go to John 14 and John 16, 23. We must never forget about the father of lies or the author of confusion. John chapter 8, verse 44, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. God is never the author of confusion. Satan is the author of confusion. Satan seeks to cause chaos, disorder, death, and destruction in human lives. And we can find this as being factual in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Only seeks to cause chaos, disorder, death, and destruction in our lives. Satan is the god of this world, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. Remember this truth. When people seek to always blame God for what is wrong in this physical world and all the evil that's happening throughout the entire world, our God is a living God. He is the one true living God, and he has already given every human being born into this sinful world a way to overcome the evils of this world. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, John 14:14 and John 16:23. I had also wanted to discuss about the let's see here. I wanted to go into how the church community appears to be returning to the era of the Pharisees, and how many understand that the Pharisees were a political party, a social movement, and a school of thought during biblical times in the Holy Land. I guess I'll have to do that in another episode. But anyway, like I said, I've been having problems with my phone. My phone was attacked last week. But the devil is a liar. The truth is not in him. We are going to get this program going, tip-top shape, whatever it takes. So, because I am not able to see what's going on, I am no longer connected to the studio. Like I said before, hopefully, prayerfully, this message is being recorded and many will hear it. If not, I will redo it again. Okay? So thank you for listening. Anyone who's listening, thank you for listening and keep praying. Keep me in your prayers as I will keep you in my prayers as well. And pray for the Revival Warriors, God's Christian Warriors, and every prayer ministry, every prayer warrior, all of Nehemiah prayer warriors, World Revival Warriors, keep us in your prayers. May God bless you and have a good night. In Jesus' name, amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. Lord Jesus, thank you for the blessing of another day. Heavenly Father, we pray you continue to watch over us. Lord Jesus, release right now. Release our warring and ministering angels to war and minister on our behalf as needed in Jesus' name. Father, Father, we pray that you continue to watch over us during our sleep. Watch over our going and our coming in Jesus' name. Father, Father, surround us. Continue to surround us with your angels in abundance. Surround every vehicle we travel in. Surround every land, prop the building we set foot on in Jesus' name. We pray with thanksgiving. Lord, we pray that you continue to guide us and direct us according to your will and according to your purpose for our lives. In Jesus' name, we pray with thanksgiving. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name, Lord. Your kingdom come. Your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Father. Thank you, Lord. I'm not aware if there's any minutes left or how many minutes, if any, are left. As I said, I no longer can see the studio. I have lost all access to this. It's telling me a web page not available. It may be temporarily down or it may have moved permanently to a new web address. So I don't know what's going on. Only the Lord knows. So I guess good night. And everybody have a blessed day tomorrow. And all those who are preparing for the storms that's coming, be safe. God be with you.